Previously on Smart Mobility Today, we looked at AI and humanoid robots, flying cars, and robots shoveling snow. This week's stories include sailing robots, 911 drones, AI and cancer treatment, plus beer brewed by robots.
You've got something to say, and we can help you say it. Detroit Media Productions is here for your audio, photography, and video needs. DetroitMediaProductions.com.
Hi, this is Cindy Polakowski. Following our lead story last week about the Biden White House warnings concerning Chinese-made cars, China's BYD this week cut the cost of its least expensive EVs, encouraging a price war among EV makers globally. The Seagull brand EV is now 5% cheaper, priced at $9,700, and the Yuan Plus crossover is now 12% cheaper. China, the world's largest auto market, has been involved in a price war that started with cuts announced by Tesla in 2023. Over a dozen additional car makers have rolled out discounts since then. A new study from Consumer Reports surveyed 270,000 U.S. retail stores operated by 75 companies to see how common it is to find EV charging when shopping. While charging options might make a grocery or other retail destination more attractive, only IKEA was found to offer EV charging at nearly 100% of its stores. The survey found that merely one in every 14 big box stores and one in every 15 grocery stores has EV chargers. Even worse, of the 37,825 locations that represent all of the Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Big Lots, and Five Below, the collective number of EV charging ports was 5. While the hype over self-driving cars has calmed, the technology, the science, and the research activity continues. While there is still some future vision of safe AVs that move people from place to place whether they can drive or not, much of the research today is focused on the threat that they represent because of exposure to hackers. The concern is the technology that makes a vehicle operate autonomously, LiDAR. Developed by NASA in the 1990s, this technology makes a map of the environment ahead by rebounding signals and calculating distance. Because LiDAR depends on the accuracy of laser beam measurement, scientists are concerned that bad guys can spoof the laser. In especially aging LiDAR systems, any attack has a potential to make an AV behave dangerously, like making abrupt stops or swerving to avoid objects that are not there. While the real-life threat represented by people trying to throw laser pulses in front of AVs on the ground seems slim and difficult on a moving object, consider that in the airline industry, pilots flying over areas of conflict often report radar and GPS spoofing in the air. Autonomous trucks are carrying refrigerated freight en routes between Dallas and Oklahoma City. These semis are delivering this time-sensitive cargo to restaurants 8 times every week. Since starting to work together in 2022, California-based Kodiak has carried more than 600 autonomous deliveries for the Martin Brower Company. They call the operation a shuttle lane, and it involves autonomous trucks shuttling full trailers between major hubs, while local human drivers handle distribution of the goods and a personal touch to the multiple restaurants they service.
Looking for better ways to manage your IT, phone systems, or remote workforce? Improve your organization using technology that works for you. PSNtechnology.com.
The U.S. National Radio Quiet Zone is a 13,000-square-mile rectangle covering the southernmost tip of Maryland's western panhandle, the Allegheny Mountains and the Blue Ridge Mountains. The zone was established to protect government installations like the Green Bank Observatory from radio interference. An area that exists within 20 miles of the observatory has the most severe restrictions limiting Wi-Fi and cellular service, and prohibiting all but diesel-powered vehicles. The reason is that diesels do not emit as much radio interference as spark plugs and electric motors. Similar to gas-powered vehicles, EVs, plug-in hybrids, and regular hybrids cannot approach a 1.5-mile radius surrounding the radio telescope. So here's the question. As diesels are phased out, And as obtaining parts for this important vehicle will be increasingly more difficult, how will the area manage transportation? Officials say it will be simple. Shut everything off, shuttle in all deliveries of people and supplies, and then turn on those sensitive instruments. Meanwhile, the engineers will be working on advanced ways to filter out the clutter. In Pennsylvania, the Portview Fire Department recently deployed a fleet of more than a dozen drones, representing a new and effective capability for first responders, citing tools like thermos drones that allow emergency workers to see what's in the woods from a distance. The technology is getting great feedback as it allows human firefighters and SWAT team members to understand and respond to emergency situations more quickly and with more information. At the University of British Columbia and BC Cancer, researchers have developed an AI model that predicts the survival of cancer patients more accurately by using readily available data more quickly. According to the study's lead author, Dr. John Jose Nunez, quote, "Predicting cancer survival is an important factor that can be used to improve cancer care. It might suggest health providers make an earlier referral to support services or offer a more aggressive treatment option up front. Our hope is that a tool like this could be used to personalize and optimize the care a patient receives right away, giving them the best possible outcome." The new model uses a branch of AI that comprehends complex human language known as natural language processing, or NLP. Although currently using BC-based data, this model can easily be used and modified in different population centers. In a fjord in Norway, a big green ship is moving and looking just like any other ship. But this world's largest robotic sailing vessel uses cameras, microphones, radar, and GPS to maneuver autonomously. According to Colin Field, head of remote systems at Ocean Infinity, quote, "We've added a lot of additional equipment and designed her especially to be what we call robotic. The company plans to develop a fleet of 23 vessels used to survey the seabed for offshore wind farm companies and to check the underwater infrastructure for oil and gas industries. The first ship is 255 feet long and carries 16 people. A traditional ship carrying out the same kind of work would need a crew of 40 or 50.
I can give it a good as any.
That's why it makes no sense.
Freelancers, gig workers, and entrepreneurs are creating the future of work. Subscribe to our weekly newsletter at workshifter.com and follow us at Workshifter on social media.
Amazon is funding a startup that will make AI-guided recycling robots. The company, Amazon's 25th venture, is a female-led San Francisco-based company called Glacier. Revenue for recycling robots is forecast to pass $10 billion by 2030 due to the combination of understaffing and the huge growth in the number of materials that will need to be processed. In 2018 alone, the U.S. produced 300 million tons of materials that needed to be recycled. In Cornwall, a combination of traditional brewing and new technology has resulted in a beer that, quote, is hand-brewed by robots. Brewer Barnaby Skerritt from St. Austell Brewery feeds information into an online AI generator, including desired ingredients and flavor profile. Out popped a recipe for an American AIPA, a recipe that the brewer then used to make a small batch. The method was not a time saver, as the team crafted the beer with great care by hand. AIPA. Get it?
Read these stories and more at globalautomobility.com and subscribe to Smart Mobility today on your favorite podcast platform. Sign up to receive our weekly newsletter and follow us on social media at Smart Mobility Today. Produced by Detroit Media Productions, this is Smart Mobility Today.